He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in league.
My problem isn't what to talk about. My problem isn't trying to find enough to cover. My problem is trying to focus all of the information and try to break it all down. It is the 26th day already of January, 2014. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Due to all the global warming, I was not here Friday because to drive into town when you have an ice sheet on the roads where it only happens every 2 or 3 years in the past in Austin, the public does not know how to drive on ice. It's kind of like Native Americans coming in contact with smallpox. 90%+ would die, but only a few percent of Europeans would die from it. I liken it to the same thing. It is crash-up derby. Crash-up derby everywhere. In fact, it froze up Thursday night. I was driving home from work at 8 o'clock and went over some overpasses that were frozen, black ice, and saw cars just smashing and crashing everywhere because they hit it and feel their car move, and they slam on their brakes, and the car turns sideways and crashes. I'm not good on driving on ice like they are in Chicago or places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, but I'm better than Austinites and all the Californians that have moved here and others who never deal with snow and ice. I grew up in Dallas where 4 or 5 times a year, it would ice up all over the highways and learn how to drive on it. But I just was not going to do the death race to come in here Friday, because a lot of my crew lives in North Austin. I was not about to have them run the gauntlet of driving 20 miles through road warrior level car crashes. I mean, every side street, every overpass, they're still fishing cars out of the bushes. I was driving over by my parents that live in South Austin yesterday with my kids, and there was just smashed cars everywhere. And it's an example of how the American people have lived in liberty so long. We haven't been perfect, but compared to other countries, we were the highest rated for freedom until the last few decades. Now we're way down the chart and listed as a tyranny by most major universities. You can look that up. We're not accustomed to tyranny and hardcore corruption running rampant. And so it's almost like we don't have an immune system to it and have been taught for decades that no corruption exists in government. Corruption is only in the individual. No corruption exists anywhere. There's no secret plans. There's no corrupt groups. There's nothing behind Enron doubling and tripling power prices. Of course, it came out that there was. And with Al Gore, they drew up the plan for worldwide robbery called the carbon tax. But alas, I digress. I am here and I am live, and there is no ice on the roads. In fact, it vanished the next afternoon like vampires at high noon when it went up to 65 degrees. It was 70 degrees today, and I went for a little swim at the local watering hole at the local Barton Springs area, and it was nice to be able to swim a couple laps in the 70-degree broad daylight sun. Now, here's the deal. Huge broadcast lined up today. When I say I don't feel worthy to bring you this information, there are so many facets, so many angles. I'm just going to try to do the best I can. But it is amazing what we're dealing with. Obama has launched a chilling purge against political enemies. That is red-linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I worked on this story yesterday with Paul Watson. He published it this morning. No rest for those that don't want to be slaves, I can tell you. Why do I work a lot of times at 10 o'clock at night, like I did Friday night, putting up a video about the emergency situation? Because I can feel the tyrant's breath on my neck. If you study history, folks, this is cancer. We know what this is. Emergency. Obama has launched purge. That ties into Homeland Security Secretary. Illegals have right to be citizens. Obama will legalize them by dictatorial fiat. That ties into huge news on the NSA front. Several states considering NSA nullifying bills. NSA also serves as economic interest, giving data to select corporations, Snowden says. Told you that many years ago. We just got so much coming up today. You'll want to stay with us on the economic front especially.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas and the Gulf of Tonkin's have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
We will run a full house. We have an explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it is the 26th day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, going out nationwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me just give you the headlines here. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. That's our top story. We're going to be breaking it down in great detail coming up first here in just a few minutes. That ties into Homeland Security Secretary. Illegals have earned a right to be citizens. That's a quote. Bloomberg reports Obama's plan to use executive action triggers criticism. It should trigger impeachment. Here's the Associated Press. White House warns Obama could go around Congress. This is unprecedented tyranny. Thank you so much again for joining us on this Sunday Worldwide Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. So if you just joined us, Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. This is going to be our top story. I cannot even believe how brazen this is. And I shot an emergency video Friday night. Thursday night, when I first learned of this, we have a new article out today at Infowars.com. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. Dinesh D'Souza, one of the greatest documentary filmmakers of all time, second highest grossing, and of course the former governor of Virginia, McDonald, have both pled not guilty, but have been charged literally on stuff that is 1/10,000th. What Obama openly does, and it's questionable if even an ethics committee would get him in trouble for what they've done. I mean, it is incredible. And again, I'm nonpartisan, folks. I was a big critic of Bush. If I saw Democrats being persecuted like this, like Nixon was doing, but he was doing, again, 1/1,000th on the case of Nixon, what Obama's doing. If I saw something like this, I would come out against the Republicans. No one is safe when they can persecute a group like this. This is how history works. In fact, what's the famous quote by the preacher in England when they came for the workers? I wasn't a worker. When they came for the socialists, I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the Jews, I wasn't a socialist. You know, when they came for the Catholics, I wasn't a Catholic. When they came for me, there was nobody left there to stand up for me. You know, to paraphrase that famous quote, that's where all this is going. This is so incredible. I have trouble believing it's even moving this fast. So that is coming up, along with Obama announcing he's basically a dictator. George Soros is over at the Davos meeting, and Soros and Libs have been meeting with John McCain over there. They say cutting off the NSA will imperil cherished New Deal. And it says, beware of libertarians bearing gifts. A new way to curb the NSA is a Trojan horse for destroying the New Deal. That's right. We need to have total lawless spying or it'll destroy the wonderful communism that's wrecking the country and the socialism that the big billionaires are exempt from. Why does Warren Buffett lobby tens of millions a year on record, paying for news shows, paying for full-page ads, lobbying Congress to raise taxes on the middle class? Because he's the biggest recipient of banker bailout money and corporate welfare in the nation. The biggest individual person. He got $45 billion in 2008 of bailout money alone. His company's $400 billion of it. Look it up. It's in McClatchy, AP, Reuters. Just type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailout. And he's the biggest person lobbying. If you make $100,000 a year, folks, he wants your money because he's a disgusting pirate. But he's liberal and hangs out with Obama, so it makes it okay. And in almost every photo op, he eats an ice cream. They go, look, I'm a harmless old man. I wonder if could you walk in a bank with a machine gun and say, put all the money in the bag or you're dead, but have an ice cream cone? And then if you were licking it, it would make it okay? I think it probably would. If the cops showed up and said, come out, you know, and they had the bullhorn, come out or we're going to fire tear gas, and you just go, ice cream cone. And just like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first one, when he's running through the jungle and the bad guy gets the idol and holds it up to the natives and they all bow down, you just hold up an ice cream cone or hold up a puppy or say you're liberal or call someone racist or, you know, have Obama be supposedly half black. And so it's okay. He's half black, so you got to let him do whatever he wants. I'm not joking about Warren Buffett. Type in Warren Buffett into Google, click images. Most of them are him eating an ice cream cone. Hundreds of photos. In fact, it's worse than that. It's got to be thousands. I've done a whole report on it 2 years ago, just showing thousands of the photos, whole screenshots of just full pages of the photos of him with ice cream cones. I mean, this is a complete joke, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, if Hitler wore a pink uniform and ate ice cream cones constantly, we would all be speaking German right now. I'm serious. I'm serious, folks. That's why they act like liberals and prance around going, liberal. There's nothing liberal about them. They're savage beasts, savage, rapacious, piratical enemies. So that's coming up. Also, swarms of drones could be next frontier in emergency response, NBC News, to watch farmers and others for the environment. Oh, and guess what? There's been a decade-long secret program they're now admitting. Oh, remember us being discredited telling you that 3 years ago? And remember what I told you more than a decade ago? It's in the Washington Post today. Here it is. Isn't it just sweet? Blimp-like surveillance craft set to deploy over Maryland. Heightened privacy concerns. The Army's going to launch giant drones to look out for cruise missiles. Sure, like the radar wouldn't pick those up. This is pure surveillance. And they said, I first learned of this in 1992, watching Alexander Haig's NewsHour he had on cable, where he said they're going to have all the telecommunications on blimps and surveil everyone with ground-penetrating radar looking through your houses. This was on cable in Austin. I would get home after I went to the gym at like 6 o'clock every night, and I'd watch C-SPAN or that before I went out with friends, you know, and played basketball or pool or took the ladies out. And I was just into politics, and I would watch him just admit the whole world government. He came on 5 nights a week. You can look it up. In fact, somebody ought to find the archives of those Alexander Haig shows, because it was really good news, but he's really evil. And he would sit there just for like an hour and talk to a few guests and go, hello, I'm former General Alexander Haig, former head of the National Security Council, and we're going to discuss the deployment of blimps over every major city and my company. And he would just go over it all. And then I would tell people that they've had national news stories making fun of me. They've had a bunch of them. I think one of them was 2020. One was Nightline. It was MSNBC. Go, he thinks they've launched big blimps to watch you. Yeah, at 130,000 feet in the edge of space, they're flying around watching everybody. And I'm sorry, I'm informed. I mean, I'm sorry. I know what I'm talking about, okay? I mean, I told you 16, 17 years ago, the NSA was watching everything you do, mainly for economic data, to give it to select corporations to dominate the economy. Not for America, by the way. By the way, spying by our country is good against economic enemies if they're aggressive towards us. But when we do this domestically or to good people, we lose the soft power. We lose our good name. And that's happened a long time ago. We'll be right back.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time for the Republic.
The sands of time for me are running low.
When the due process goes out the window, you can kiss everything. Prosperity, you name it, goodbye. America thinks liberty is funny and a joke. A lot of Americans could care less about due process and our republic. Well, you're going to lose everything now. A gangster culture, everybody acts like thugs and thinks they're cool and tough and is too lazy to get involved in society. Overrun by criminals at every level. By the way, I mentioned former General Alexander Haig and the Blimp Plan and the guy's search engine, what I talked about, August 4th, 1997. A bid by former Secretary of State Alexander M. Haig Jr. and others to build a global communications network with 250 blimps has gotten a boost from federal regulators who have agreed to set aside airwaves that could be used by the ambitious venture. This then went black budget, folks, and has been in the air that I know of at least 15 years and is now going to go with repeater blimps down lower. And remember how many times you heard me talk about this and heard national news say I was insane. They had ABC News up in Utah about 4 years ago say, is it a blimp or a UFO? And it showed the big giant blimps with propellers up at over 100,000 feet and said, must be a UFO because there's no secret blimps. There's no NSA. There's no fluoride in the water. There's no GMO in the food. And the cancer rates are exploding, but that's a good thing. And the government loves you and the government cares about you. Now, let's shift gears into the big news that I was just mentioning here earlier. Let's talk about that. Here's the story up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. The political persecution of former Virginia Governor Robert F. McDonald and conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza for alleged and comparatively minor infractions are part of an accelerating purge being led by the Obama administration in the run-up to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. Throughout history, every culture has had maxims in law denouncing and banning, by the way, the openly corrupt sitting in judgment. The Obama Justice Department is openly launching a Night of the Long Knife-style purge of the political enemies that should send chills up the spine of all Americans. Now, notice the media, the controlled media that won't criticize Benghazi, that won't criticize Solyndra, who won't criticize no-bid contracts, who won't criticize Obama getting a third of his money from foreign donors openly, illegally, and open bundling of tens of millions of dollars and then tiny little fines. Obama does stuff literally 10-plus thousand times bigger than this, on purpose, openly, and gets, oh, you got to pay 1% of that money back. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I mean, not even a slap on the wrist. It's more like rubbing some cream on the wrist or something. Okay, this I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, look at John Corzine. Took $2 billion out of private accounts of banks that his company bought up. He was the former head of Goldman Sachs, former governor of New Jersey. But because he was an inside guy at MF Global, he got away with all that. Took him years to only pay back a fraction of it. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, and there's going to be no charges or even an investigation into the IRS persecuting the Tea Party, gun owner groups, Second Amendment organizations, pro-life groups. Remember all that? And by the way, they're in the news now doing it again. Why not? Because if you don't get in trouble, the sky's the limit. People go, well, this is just politics as usual. Both parties attack each other. No, they don't. Look at Tom DeLay for 5 years persecuted for stuff totally legal. And now the local politicians here in Austin and the people involved in that had to step down quietly, and then he got part of his name back. But this is the type of stuff they do. And that's what I've been told by election lawyers, is that if you are a libertarian or a patriot, and are not corrupt, they can find literal white glove inspection garbage on you and send you to prison the way the election laws are written. But if you're a wide open gangster who has corporations paying for his houses that he had in other people's names totally illegally from campaign donors in Chicago, you know about it all. It goes on and on. These are the Clintons that make a $1,000 investment in cattle futures and, you know, get hundreds of thousands back. It is wall-to-wall corruption. The Democratic Party is a group of gangsters that use every dirty tactic they can. Remember, the Democratic Party until the 50s and 60s was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They couldn't beat Republicans and returning veterans, and the Republican leader, of course, being Martin Luther King, who was also pro-gun. You should look that up if you didn't know it. That's on record, by the way. And so they just shot him, of course. But the large and RFK and JFK, because they weren't playing along with the old Klan-run Democratic Party as well, like Senator Byrd, who just died a few years ago, was a Grand Dragon. But that's okay, because Arnold Schwarzenegger could be a Nazi and the son of an SS officer. As long as he's anti-gun, pro-open border, it's okay. If you're not a Nazi, though, they call you one. Obama came out last week and said, it's racist that people are criticizing him and he has a low approval rating. There's no intellectual debate here. It's just weaponized. So the Democrats looked at the demographics and they couldn't win. And so they shifted over. Eisenhower really scared him when he left office in 61. He was so popular with black people. The Civil Rights Act got passed by Republicans and they flipped out. And the memoirs have been written about LBJ and all the rest of them. And I'm not going to quote what he said, but you can look it up. Just look up what LBJ said about black people and the Great Society and the rest of it. And it was a way to control folks. It was a way to get people back on the plantation. And they have, big time. Big time. And they are race baiting all the way. And they want to bring in 30 million more illegals on top of the 30 million that are here, who will then do whatever the Democratic Party says and vote illegally on record and get driver's license on record all over the country and vote to take our private property, our guns, everything. And the Republican leadership is for it because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. But the Democrats are running the show. Dinesh D'Souza, an immigrant, an American citizen, whose movie made $45 million, the second highest grossing documentary ever, despite a controlled dinosaur media blackout, was about unifying all races, colors, and creeds around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, Bill of Rights, free market. He has a new movie coming out called America that's set to be bigger, that has the producers and people that were involved in Schindler's List. It's got the system really scared that mainline conservatism could reverse the absolute reign of siege in Hollywood that I was talking about Thursday before this broke with former Congressman Bob Barr, how it turns out conservatives and libertarians make up a 1,500-member secret organization because they'll be persecuted in Los Angeles and be given no work. James Woods saying he'll never work again for criticizing tyranny. Take all these people. The list are countless. It takes so much courage for just a liberty lover like a Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins on this show to go public, or Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, countless others. And they get persecuted, folks, when they do this. So now over $20,000 given to his college best friend, something Obama does routinely, he's now been arrested, and so has the governor, and they've both pled not guilty. I'm going to break down how big a deal this is and how it's a purge starting when we come back. This is all for Hillary, to pave the way for her.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I have been absolutely crazed since I learned this news Thursday night. And again, I'm not bragging. I want you to know that I'm concerned and I know what I'm talking about. I had former Congressman Bob Barr on, who's in the lead running for his district that goes into Atlanta. He is like Ron Paul. He's like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. He's the guy that first exposed the NSA back in the mid-90s, former CIA high-level operative and controller. And he basically concurs with my analysis of what we're facing as a takeover by corporate interests that are not free market, using the government to use the American system and empire to take over the world while we go bankrupt. We're being used up like rocket boosters on the space shuttle. And I don't like that. Number one, I don't like being part of an immoral operation. Number two, I really don't like it destroying the country. And believe me, we're being destroyed, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, I am literally angry right now. I mean, I have not felt like this since I was like 18 years old. I mean, the guys were just witnessing during the break. I mean, I am seriously in absolute battle mode right now. And I'm telling you, something big's about to happen. I've been telling you for months, ladies and gentlemen, I got a bad feeling. It's all this stuff happening, but there's something else. I think it's going to be a false flag, a staged terror attack blamed on libertarians and conservatives. And I think they're going to go for everything because the collectivists, the criminals, the communists, the socialists, the people that control that, the corporate interests that are authoritarian and basically criminal in nature, not free market, they're anti-Renaissance. All their white papers say they need giant catalyzing terror attacks to be able to take over domestically. And we've quoted those in the Financial Times of London, you name it. And now they know the pendulum worldwide is swinging against collectivism and against socialism and against all these gangs that these big city corrupt systems create. So they're basically cornered rats right now. And that's why if I was Robbie the Robot, I'd be saying danger Will Robinson, because we're winning right now. But the enemy has a lot of tools up their sleeve. They can see us peacefully, politically winning on the fake global warming and the carbon taxes, on the open borders, on the restrictions on the Second Amendment, on trying to launch wars in Syria to be Al-Qaeda's air force, and these corporate interests using the Pentagon and NATO as a system to stir stuff up. Mainline libertarians and Republicans are now saying, look, we can't start wars just so defense contractors can make money. There's an awakening that we need to salvage the republic and even salvage the empire, what's left of it, so that the world doesn't descend into chaos with the Chi-Coms running things. I mean, this is serious, ladies and gentlemen. We can't just cut off the empire today. Stuff will really blow up. It's got to be phased out immediately. We do not want this thing to come crashing down like the Soviet Union, as most analysts think it will, because we're going to be left with all the Homeland Security wreckage and all these bureaucracies that are going to literally eat us alive. When they don't have the world to feed on, oh, Katie bar the door. We've already been the blood supply to grow these metastasizing globalist tumors. In our name, in the American Empire's name, as they dissolve the old republic. And I try to come in here and be calm, but man, I am just absolutely on edge right now. Absolutely on edge. I mean, let me just read you some of this, some of these headlines. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza is an ordained, you know, theologian, no criminal record, top of his class. Standard bundling is to get all your friends to give to somebody. And a lot of the friends work for him. Yeah, the guy is a big filmmaker and best-selling author. And it's standard procedure. The Democrats have been caught by the Veritas Project, or Project Veritas, in Battleground, Texas, and other places on tape saying, yeah, we vote hundreds of times. Yeah, we we register the illegals to vote. Yeah, we bundle money to give. No one gets in trouble. But then Dinesh D'Souza goes, and in one case, because it's his best friend from college, raises her $20,000 off five donors. That's what you do in campaign operations. That's standard. They tried to put Tom DeLay in jail for it. They were unable to. What do you think the PACs do? What do you think George Soros giving hundreds of millions a year, or Bloomberg giving hundreds of millions a year to anti-gun causes? I said he spent $50 million of his own money. That was in his first campaign. The next campaign, I looked it up, over $90 million. In fact, show people that. Type in, how much did Bloomberg spend on campaign? I think it was $92 million. The point is, they can do all this, but you can't give $20,000 to somebody trying to beat the Democrat that was taking Hillary Clinton's seat. I mean, I looked up the Virginia governor, and the stuff he did is maybe an ethics concern. That is standard procedure, that on the governor's amount of money, you can't live. And they went and had some guy that wanted him to pitch his supplements because the governor was a sports enthusiast. And he said, yeah, I'll tell folks how much I like your supplements. That's standard endorsement. And sure, a governor probably shouldn't be doing it, but all these Democratic governors do it. And they don't get in trouble because it's a gray area. And I'm an anti-corruption guy, but let me tell you something. You don't put somebody in jail for jaywalking and then let, you know, somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer go free, or Mr. Helter Skelter himself. You don't do that. You don't let Charles Manson walk free while sending somebody to the Hooskow because they got caught smoking cigarettes out behind the barn. I mean, that's basically what this is. D'Souza didn't do anything. The governor was so paranoid when good guys start doing bad things, he incriminated himself by thinking it was bad, if you believe the Democratic Party operative chef, which I don't. I mean, let me tell you, I'm in the media and I'm a libertarian patriot. I have experienced lying you wouldn't believe by operatives, folks. I mean, we let Democratic Party operatives in this office before not knowing they were operatives, and they ran off and make stuff up. That's why we have surveillance cameras inside. Thank God. I mean, you would not believe the stuff people make up. So I know what this is like. And let me tell you, if you're a patriot and you've got domestic help, you better watch your butt. They will make stuff up. People are forced to sign non-disclosures, not so they don't expose the bad stuff you're doing, so they don't use the fact that you let them into your life to then go make stuff up and project onto that relationship whatever lies they want. That's how scum gets ahead in the world. And the governor has pled not guilty. Dinesh D'Souza has pled not guilty. Now, why are they both so important? Well, number one, he was the main front runner against Hillary. Notice who the other big front runner was. Chris Christie, who cozied up to Obama. Didn't matter. They're calling it as big as Watergate over that bridge. And of course, Christie's a thug and a pig and an open borders anti-gun trash. Compared to Hillary, he's an angel cake. He's being destroyed. This other governor, McDonald, really good guy compared to these Democratic operatives. I mean, he's about as clean as you're going to get at that level. All right? Then you've got Dinesh D'Souza, completely clean his whole life, tried to get his best friend from college into the Senate and did standard procedure that is openly legal when Democrats do it. I mean, folks, a third, look it up, a third of Obama's money came from foreign IP addresses and there was no investigation by the attorney general who covered up Fast and Furious. He ran, even though he got caught lying, shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, Solandra. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I mean, they're protecting John Corzine. They're protecting the IRS, persecuting people. I mean, listen, Nixon had to step down and the impeachment began over 120-something people on a list, folks. They targeted Fox News, the Associated Press. It came out in the news 4 years ago. I am on the White House enemies list. Then it came out later that I indeed am. And let me tell you, it's fun having the bureaucrats show up here every few weeks. I just tell them flat out, you know, you go ahead and try to dig something up. I've done nothing knowingly. They never find anything. But let me just tell you, this country is screwed. FBI, ATF, state police, Secret Service, they've all been here over and over again. Okay? With white gloves, ladies and gentlemen. I never even talk about this on air. I know what scum these people are. I know who they are. They are criminal mafia running the Justice Department. And if you don't think that's scary, you're fools. And a lot of you out there are like, well, I better shut up. No, no, no. The answer to this type of bullying is to stand up to them. You better be scared of them winning and nobody standing up to them. The truth is they're doing all this because they're scared. Because Dinesh D'Souza, those two governors could have brought down Hillary. Not that they're perfect. And now Dinesh D'Souza, whose film's coming out in the summer on July 4th to deprogram the left out of their race-baiting garbage. Oh, man, they're trying to stop the production right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Infowars.com. And you've got to understand, it's not just a filmmaker with no criminal record who, I looked at the campaign laws, they might get him if they can prove that he lied to the FBI, but they can't get him over the donations. And then Obama does stuff thousands of times worse and doesn't get in trouble. That doesn't hold water. This is Obama's Justice Department. We now have learned for a year behind the scenes harassing Dinesh D'Souza, who's met with him a whole bunch of times, and they're probably taking one statement he made and claiming it was not true. I mean, I had the FBI calling up here right before Obama deception came out in March of 2009. Obama had been in office 2 months. They were calling different employees asking about the Obama deception from the San Francisco field office. And then they showed up here with a subpoena claiming it was about somebody making threatening comments on the internet, but it was really a fishing expedition. And I told them that. And they came here with an Austin cop who brought them. And again, the average FBI person, they're never bad. They're really not. They're just here as errand boys to try to find something. And I said, look, I'm not talking to you. I've done nothing wrong. I don't know what you're trying to get me to say. You're not even saying why you're really here. Get what you're here with the subpoena and get out of here. And that's how it works. What do you say to the police? Nothing. What's the second thing you say to the police? Nothing. What's the third thing you say? Nothing. What's the fourth thing? Nothing. What's the fifth thing? Nothing. What's the sixth thing? Nothing. And why? Because I've done nothing wrong. This government's known to be criminal up one side and down the other. I'm done talking to the government. I'm done. The cop was running through my yard saying, you see a guy run through here? I'd say, yeah, right there. But that's a beat cop. I'm not talking to anybody. So you can talk to me 1 month and a month later, and my memory's a little different, and you twist it and charge me. That's what they're doing to Dinesh D'Souza, who made the second highest grossing documentary ever about bringing the left and right together around free market, around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, selling minorities who are really the majority on being part of the American dream, and showing them statistically that socialism, collectivism creates a living hell. That's why that film was so wholesome. That's why I had Dinesh D'Souza on multiple times to promote his film. By the way, I've gotten so busy with the new website designs that we're almost got done and the new studio and a bunch of TV stuff and a bunch of upgrades that, you know, I just keep getting behind on Obama Deception 2, and I was going to put it out late last year. I'm still adding to it. Stuff keeps happening. Now is time. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to speak at Oxford in the middle of March as well, but we'll try to shoot for late March. Maybe April, I don't know, to really chronicle. And the film is about, and I've been making it for 2 years, that if we don't impeach Obama, he will try to set the precedent for dictatorship in America and will start persecuting his political enemies openly by arresting them. I said, if the IRS harasses people and the NSA harasses the Associated Press and Fox News, and I'm on an enemies list and Matt Drudge's on an enemies list and World Net Daily's on an enemies list, and you know, I get followed by cars and I get death threatened by people that are listening to the phone. This hasn't happened in a while, but it's happened under Obama's watch, where they let you know they've been listening. And it's like, wow, you really are a coward. You really want to live in the Soviet Union. You really want to live in North Korea. That's how real it is. And people better just get this through their head, that now that they've gotten away with all this, next they're going to go for everything. And if people put up with it, I mean, the Republican leadership said 2 weeks ago, you know what? You decide to do what the NSA that's openly illegal. And you decide to do what you want on Obamacare, because the Republican leadership helped write it and is fighting the Tea Party. And you decide what to do on the power plants, and you decide what to do on the open borders, and you decide here. We'll just get, he's told Congress, you legalize the 30 million illegals. They say it's 11 in the news. It's 30, including aggravated felons, or I'll just do it on my own. He already legalized several million illegals last year. Totally illegally. I'm going to explain this again. The president is an executive who executes what the board of directors, the Congress, tells him. And the referees are the courts. Or the president's the quarterback commanding the troops. And then you've got the referees that are the courts. And then you've got the coaches and the coaching staff that are the Congress. And they call the shots, folks. That's the Constitution. Go read it. First, it's, oh, well, it's co-equal. It was never co-equal. Congress is in charge. Go read the Founding Papers. Go read the Federalist Papers. It's Congress, the courts, then El Presidente. Because you want to keep a president on a very short leash, ladies and gentlemen, because every other country, they saw presidents or new prime ministers try to become dictators. And whether you think they were good or they were bad, you would get a lot of people who just tried to set themselves up as king again, like Oliver Cromwell, Lord High Protector. And the point is that people end up just getting Lord High Protectors, whether you think they're good or bad, whether you think Napoleon Bonaparte was good or bad. The point is, the man on the white horse comes. Napoleon rode a white horse. That's why you hear that saying. And we're here again. Do you understand that? I mean, look at the news today. I've got news coming up in the next hour I haven't even hit yet, where I told you Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, HSBC, they're all announcing you're not going to be able to get cash out. They're all announcing they're not going to let you deposit cash. They're all announcing they're not going to let you do foreign wire transfers. That has a name. It's called, wait for it, currency controls. And if you're a new listener, or you're somebody that plays the stock market and you think you're real savvy and you're not, folks, every switch they throw to bring in a tyranny, they're flipping the last ones. Hundreds of switches have been thrown. Everything is prepared. BBC reports HSBC imposes restrictions on large cash withdrawals. We're talking $3,000. And BBC went in and confirmed, you go in and try to get $10,000, they go, nope. $5,000, they go, nope. $3,000, okay, maybe. And they say, we want to know where you're spending it, as if cash is illegal. This is after-tax cash in the bank they're saying you can't get out. And the police have been taught all over the U.S. that if you're caught with $1,000, it's illegal. How many squad car videos are on YouTube where they go, you got $1,000 in here. Where'd you get that? I'm going to test this. And if I find drugs, they know almost all money has drugs on it. And then they use that with some kangaroo judge. Let's see if we can get us a verdict in here. We're going to take your car, too. You in New Mexico, this was the case last year, you're not going to let us keep your cash. We're going to keep you in solitary confinement without trial 2 years. I mean, you really want to turn loose every thug to be a criminal in a uniform or behind a judge's station? And I'm not saying all the judges are bad. I'm not saying all the police are bad. You better stand up. You better speak out. You better be the light in the world, because this isn't a joke. And again, the good news is I hear talk radio. I don't care if it's the biggest conservative host in this country, the biggest libertarians, the local host I listen to every week that do a really good job on 590 AM, Sergeant Sam, and of course, people like Mark Caesar. I'm just mentioning a local group. I mean, even the liberal on the show, who's on with those, Clemens is now backing off, freaking out. Yes, you're supposed to freak. I listen to local San Antonio, local Dallas, local Houston. They're all starting to freak out. I go on Democrat shows on CNN Radio in Dallas. They're freaking out. I go on, you name it, folks. People, this is real. This is real. Okay? Tyranny comes in lots of outfits. It doesn't come like Joe Stalin and Hitler 60, 70 years later. It comes through high-tech bureaucracy and Barack Obama. Look at these headlines. Obama launches purge against political enemies. So huge. There's the video. We have the clip of Bob Barr. We're going to play in the next hour where he was on Thursday, 6 hours before the Dinesh D'Souza situation broke. I had already been told by sources that they're preparing hundreds of indictments against talk show hosts, filmmakers, you name it. That's why I was freaking out. And I told him, it's a 30-minute interview or 40-minute interview. We're going to play a short clip where he talks about impeachment. I said, you have a lot of courage. They could blow your airplane up. And off air, he said I was right. And on air, he basically agreed with it. But that's coming up, a short clip of that in the next hour. But it's red linked in the article up on Infowars.com. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. We're going to have to do what Ted Cruz did 2 weeks ago, where he said Obama is dangerous and frightening and is becoming a dictator. You got to call it like it is, or they normalize the takeover and then Katie bar the door. Look, here's the news today, dovetailing with ours, Bloomberg. D'Souza pleads not guilty to U.S. campaign donor violations. Governor pleads not guilty. They're totally not guilty. Now let's move on here. Homeland Security Secretary, illegals have earned right to be citizens. We'll legalize them all by fiat. Bloomberg, Obama's plan to use executive action triggers criticism. It should trigger arrest. White House warns Obama could go around Congress. AP, they're just testing to see if we'll go along with it. Obama, to anyone out there who's ever been assaulted, I've got your back. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. House Republicans to offer broad immigration plan, caving into Obama because the same people pay him off. But the Tea Party won't sell out, so the Republican and Democratic leadership are on record pooling all their money with the big national associations and all the fake Republican groups to gut them. And once the Tea Party falls, folks, they are going to loot everything and economically bankrupt us for control. If you want to save your future, your pension funds, and your children, now's the time to act. This isn't coming in the future. It's happening now. A military takeover of America run by foreigners that hate our guts. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Obama's defense of the NSA's constant surveillance of all Americans just reached a new level of absurdity when he compared them to Paul Revere. After blatantly lying, even they realize they don't have any credibility.
We're putting out mindless propaganda, is what some of us feel that we're putting out, and that what the American people feel that we're putting out.
What's a tyrant to do? Well, you could pull in some corporate billionaires who work hand in glove with the NSA. I'm sure that would help.
So it's not as though government surveillance is absolutely bad in all cases. Is it done in a way that people trust that the normal privacy concerns are being adhered to?
It's interesting that Gates would be talking about trust. Microsoft was the first company to partner with the NSA on violating your trust and spying on you without reason and without a warrant. Internet companies want you to trust them with your data, and the government wants you to give your data to a third party like Microsoft so they can get that data without a search warrant. They merely ask companies like Microsoft, and Microsoft eagerly turns over all of your information. But it's not just Gates with soothing words for the public. Mark Andreessen, Netscape founder, now venture capitalist, took to Twitter this week to defend the NSA. And government cheerleaders in the press were relieved that finally someone had the guts to defend the NSA. Andreessen tweeted, "I increasingly feel like we're on some gigantic collective fainting couch. Oh my word, I can't believe that spy agencies spy. In the U.S., we all collectively hired tens of thousands of our fellow citizens and gave them $75 billion a year with a mission to spy on our behalf." Do you notice the subtle lie here? It's not that the NSA is spying on our behalf, it's that they're spying on us illegally. He completely loses the context of FISA. The F stands for foreign, and it was created because we learned in the 70s, during the Church Commission, that spy agencies weren't just spying, they were engaged in all kinds of criminal activity as well. The purpose of FISA was to restrict the CIA and the NSA from spying domestically. But Andreessen tries to confuse the issue further by saying, "To suddenly turn on them and blanket accuse them of comprehensive illegality and moral horrors is unfair to them, and it lets us off the hook." Is it unfair to accuse the NSA of comprehensive illegality when they lie to Congress, when they violate FISA and the Constitution, and spy on all Americans without a search warrant? Andreessen has been trying to cover for the NSA from the very beginning of the Snowden leaks, trying to muddy the waters by claiming that the NSA critics are too stupid to understand the technology involved.
American citizens, as well as non-American citizens, direct access, no oversight, no court order, these very sweeping claims. And the thing that's been so frustrating from my perspective is the sort of issue of technology in our society and the internet in our society is a central issue. And to talk about it, you actually have to, people have to understand the technology. People have to actually be willing to understand the technology. And the original reporting simply did not understand the technology.
Andreessen saying critics simply don't understand technology couldn't be a bigger lie. Multiple NSA whistleblowers told us about illegal surveillance 12 years ago. William Binney, who had worked for the NSA for over 30 years, who was the global technical director for the NSA, knew exactly what the NSA was doing.
Then when I found out they were starting to do the spying on everybody in the United States, I felt I had to get out of there because I couldn't be a party to that. I would be an accessory to subverting the Constitution, which incidentally, in my view, that's what everybody's doing, including that the judge who just ruled that it isn't, that it's lawful.
Binney resigned because he understood the technology and did not want to become a criminal. Andreessen wants to muddy the waters with technology issues and say the public doesn't understand the mission, that NSA employees don't understand the legal constraints. And he tweeted that we have a simplified cartoon version of an evil NSA. Well, former NSA technical director William Binney tells us it's not simplistic or cartoon, but the same techniques that he witnessed in totalitarian societies for decades.
That's what I see. That's what I've been seeing from the beginning, only because I had all that experience.
All right, folks, that full report's up at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. More banks are now shutting down their ATMs. This is just now breaking. Stay with us.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I began the broadcast at the start of the last hour warning you that HSBC and a whole bunch of other banks are now telling people they can't take out more than $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 at a time and are saying that they're going to file suspicious transaction reports on people that do. And they've already had a whole bunch of different cases. As you know, last year with bail-ins, where as much as 45% of every person's bank account, except insiders, in places like Cyprus, have their money taken out and given to hedge fund owner mafia bosses that literally engineered the collapse of the country. And in the case of Cyprus, they didn't even say the money was owed or there was any type of paper connection. This is beyond selling derivatives into the market, the same mortgage 100 times or more. This is beyond credit default swaps. This is just open thieving with paramilitary government in control, with banks in control of the government, saying either give us unlimited bailout money or we will implode your country. Give us $40-plus trillion in the U.S. alone that's been given to mainly offshore and foreign banks since 2008, or we're too big to fail and we'll bring you down. And then we're told this is our debt, and we've got to pay it for generations. The average person born the year Obama got into office, 2009, owes $1,300,000, the Congressional Budget Office came out last week. Just in 6 years, those six-year-olds owe $1 million-plus. And folks, when they're done, it's going to be $1 billion apiece. Because we're going to be like the Weimar Republic in Germany that brought Hitler to power, where you needed wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread, where you'd come in to buy dinner. And you'd want to pay up front because your meal might be twice as much in 2 hours. That happened. That's happening in Zimbabwe right now. This is what happens when criminals run things. They don't just not mismanage things. They want you poor. But first, they've got to have a paramilitary force in place. First, they've got to have police that believe demonstrating is illegal. First, they've got to have a system where you can be disappeared under the National Defense Authorization Act and torture school. And they've got to have a system where they can stage terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups. Remember, I told you years ago, we broke this, that they were shifting from saying gun owners were the main threat, moving it over to just people who are Tea Party folks, period, that you're some type of terrorist. And before that, it was Al-Qaeda, then gun owners, then returning veterans. And then now it's, oh, domestic groups, Homeland Security say they're about to attack. This is in mainstream news that every police department is told you will be attacked by the Tea Party and veterans. They will use IEDs on you. They will bomb you. So you need these giant armored Iraq trucks to prepare for war. And it's all over the Army Times. It's all over Stars and Stripes. They're normalizing it like it's no big deal. And here it is. First, HSBC halts large withdrawals. Now Lloyd's ATM stop working. That's Zero Hedge. Reporting on Sky News, that's Fox News in England, breaking right now, UK-wide. This is up on Infowars.com as well. You go to DrudgeReport.com, they have it right on the right-hand side, the HSBC article. Now, I told you years ago they were getting ready for this before it started. And why is that? These criminals like to have the law changed or regulation changed, then they have a bunch of boards internationally sign off on it, so that when it all ends up happening, they can blame it on thousands of bureaucrats and no one can be held accountable. Do you understand? I mean, I watch these people. This is what I do. I know how they operate. And what I love, in fact, is that Chris Jordan comes in now. He knows when something's big in the news to print me old articles, so I already have it. he put together a folder just of five or six articles last year or 2 years saying, get ready for them to charge you to have money in the bank and charge you to use your debit card or credit card. I don't care if you have $100 million in the bank. Your money's worthless because the globalists can get all the fiat digits they want, zeros and ones. The economy isn't about creating value and bringing value to the table. It's not about being honorable and building a better society. And businesses and companies and lawyers and people that are honorable get more popular, and those that aren't get run out of business. Honorable police get supported, and so they can do the right thing. Well, you don't take control of the situation. You get bad police in. They run out the good cops. You get tyranny. And this has now happened. I'm going to open the phones up here in a moment, but here it is. Sky News, Lloyds Banking Group says problems affecting cash machines and debit cards have been resolved. Isn't that nice? It's a pseudo attempt at capital controls. And what they do is they test it, they send letters to their customers, then people backlash and they stop. But they're conditioning you. This is a military tactic. Before they invaded Panama, I'm no fan of Manuel Noriega, but in the late 80s, but he was a CIA operative trafficking narcotics and he stopped paying his cut. That's been declassified. So they had that big invasion claiming that they were saving three women that were at a college that were American citizens. When they got saved, it's in the Panama Deception film, they go, no one ever held us hostage. This isn't even true. But the point is that for a month before they invaded, they had U.S. military do drills who were already invited into the country of landing helicopters, taking off, doing shooting drills, dropping grenades, you know, until... When they actually invaded, the Panamanian military stood down, thinking it was just another drill. Meanwhile, all of this is going on. Now the Grammys are going to have gay weddings added on TV, just shoving sexual propaganda in everyone's faces. Children's cartoons, you name it. And it's not because they're even liberal and want equality for, quote, gay people. They want to end the family as we know it. They want to absolutely break the back of society. That's why you see in sitcoms and dramas attacks now on standard nuclear families. And because they have to replace the general Bill of Rights and Constitution that we all had with special rights. Oh, we have new bathrooms for five-year-olds that think they're a boy, a girl, or maybe an animal. Oh, we have to legalize bestiality now. It's for the children. Oh, we have to, teach five-year-olds about daddy, having a husband or whatever, so that people are so concerned and obsessed with all that, that meanwhile, total tyranny's coming in, and you're going to be charged to use your debit card no matter what you do. And everything you do is going to be tracked and controlled, and they use the NSA actuaries on record to be able to predict the future in mass and individual movements almost 100% of the time now. It was 93% 6 years ago. Amazon says it's 100% of the time. Do you hear me? They can now predict and have your packaging and shipping before you order it. How your mouse goes over things, what you bought in the past, your habits. These are war-gamed algorithms. The internet is actually a giant interface with computers to teach the computers how to be artificially intelligent. I told you this over a decade ago. It's now mainstream news. Interfacing with predictive analytics. But it's not just to know what you want. They can then steer you and test propaganda and see what works. This is the end of free will. And once they have this in place, the robots are coming in to replace us, replace the military, everything. You're not going to have to wait 100 years for Elysium, folks. 10 years, 15 years. They're already reporting in 2014 that most people are going to lose their jobs to robots. What are you going to buy stuff from the robot factories with? Well, see, you're going to get a government stipend or a government job minding other people. They have to take over the economy, shut it down, so you will go into their controlled economy, their socially engineered economy, and can only work through their system because they control you with money. It's called slavery. Total social engineering. 800. When we come back, I'll give you the number because the weekend number is different. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. This is a technocratic takeover.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. Just got
paid today. Toll-free number to join us on any of the topics I've raised, the cash withdrawals being restricted. All of it. I'd like to hear what you have to say on that front. What do you think about it? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. What do you think of the open purging? And it's not just Dinesh D'Souza and the former governor of Virginia for crooked toenails, while basically Obama's roasting children on the White House lawn comparatively. It is announcing, we'll do whatever we want executively. We'll take your guns via executive. We'll open the borders up via executive order. We'll control Obamacare that we got passed selectively. We'll decide what you've got to follow and what you don't on a case by case. That's how royalty and communist dictators like Kim Jong-un control people, because they've got laws, but they're all selectively enforced. Katie, bar the door. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide. Only I can introduce myself by cutting off and interrupting the liner. But we are live on this Sunday edition. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. But the globalists have committed so many incredible crimes, they're going for broke. And they have an agenda, a program of social control called Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21 that is basically just modern forms of feudalism and serfdom to make you poor so they can politically control you. I don't know how many times I got to explain that. And I know most of you understand that, but we got to get the word out about this. And we got a Bob Barr clip I want to play coming up in a moment. And then we'll also come back in the next segment and go to your phone calls. But I'd like to hear from you. 877-789-2539. Now, stopping right there, this just broke again today, and I'm really starting to get freaked out. First, HSBC in England and Europe announces you can't get your money out of the bank. And says it's no big deal. Then we see a bunch of other people doing this. Lloyds, big banks in Europe and England, ATM stopped working. And now this just broke in Forbes. China halts bank transfers. The People's Bank of China, the central bank, has just ordered commercial banks to halt cash transfers. The notice, for instance, appears to be online portal for Citigroup's Citibank unit for China customers. Man, this is really getting bad. Now, I've been warning you for years about this because I've studied how tyrannies work, and I've been studying what they've been gearing up for through Know Your Customer and the Patriot Act, not just here but worldwide. It's global standardization to literally take money right out of your bank account. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And by the way, when they did it in Cyprus, only insiders and government officials, a few thousand, were exempt, just like the EU bureaucrats are exempt from EU taxes. And you're like, man, that's criminal. Well, you put up with it. Why not? Isn't there a football game on right now? That's what the real men watch. What is it? Is it the, who's playing, the Colts and the Seahawks or something? So, see, I'm not really tough. I mean, I don't even know that. I don't even know. See, I'm not a man, folks. I read legislation. I know how to fire a 50 cal and hit stuff at 200 yards away from my hip. I mean, I'm a really horrible person. I know hand-to-hand combat, folks. I mean, I'm not a man. I don't go watch football all day and feel powerful and get obsessed with a ritualized combat. I get obsessed with foreign banks destroying my entire future and my family's future because I'm a bad person, and I want to apologize to Hillary Clinton right now. Look at how they make her like a movie star. Oh, it's Planet Hillary. Oh, people got to talk to her. An ugly, evil, corrupt witch that everyone grovels to in the controlled, dying media that literally no one watches. MSNBC already had like a 500,000 viewers. That just got cut in half. I mean, local radio has more listeners. Oh, but it's Rachel Maddow. Oh, they're so big. The emperor's beautiful clothes. The emperor's not wearing jack squat. And now I wanted to bring you back to some of the older articles. Could banks charge fees for deposits? Oh, that was an article out of USA Today last November. Oh, could banks charge fees for deposits? That came out the same day in NBC. See, it's a talking point. Financial Times of London, a few days before. This is bigger than the Wall Street Journal. They actually give the orders. U.S. banks warned Fed interest cuts could force them to charge depositors. That's what's going on. They're getting ready for that. Wells Fargo to begin charging customers for deposits. Oh, Infowars.com. Oh, my goodness. Banks warned Fed they may start charging. Zero hedge. U.S. bank customers to pay for deposits. RT. Oh, that was from last year, too. See? Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. Everything's all right. If we don't get upset and say no to this, a few years ago, Bank of America started charging $5 to use your debit card. You know, just to use it in transactions. That'd be hundreds of dollars a month, just bare minimum bills, as they try to force employees, everybody else, onto cashless deposits. I'm not against cashless society unless criminals are running it, and they are. They will use it to surveil, abuse, and pilfer you, and you'll be all alone when they do it. Look at the phenomenon of phone bills and cable bills, how they'll try to jack it up slowly, and if you don't notice, they'll jack it way up. This is criminal algorithms being applied with selective enforcement where they act like they didn't know. Oops, I walked in and fell into bed with your wife. Oops, I walked into the bank and walked out with the money. Oops, I walked into your field and stole your watermelons. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on. And it's happening. Dictatorship, total control. And if we rationalize it, keep saying, it's okay, it's okay. It's those of you that criticize the system. You're the ones causing the problem. When we first reported that, people said we were lying for about a week. And then the mainstream news had to admit they are charging a $5 fee. And then there was a backlash, and so they had to back off of it. But then they came out and said, well, we'll just do it when all the big banks do it. So get ready for all the big banks to do it. And you're like, well, I'll go to a local bank. No, you won't. The Banking Reform Act of a couple years ago is written, and the head of the Texas Banking Association has been public about this, very valiant in the face of this evil, to shut down credit unions and local banks with the regulations. The big banks don't loan money. Have you noticed? They don't need to. They've got unlimited digital money. Fractional reserve banking was only the beginning. Derivatives. And now they just have special drawing rights, SDRs. And now they just have bail-ins. They just take the money out of your bank account. And if you don't like it, well, you must be a terrorist. Our country, I send my reporters out to water treatment plants or to police stations, and they set up a camera to do a stand-up in front of it. It doesn't matter where we are in the country, and cops walk over and go, you can't film. It's against the law. I'm going to arrest you. Well, what's the law? Well, there is no law. Why are you giving me a problem? Well, don't we have a First Amendment? No, you don't. Get out of here. Well, cop, let me give you a little newsflash. You don't have a Fourth or Tenth either, and you're going to get nailed to the wall. If Americans are so stupid as to get rid of every basic canon of a free society, every check and balance that has protected us, we deserve what we get. But what about those of us that fought against this? What do we deserve? Well, we'll be the ones that come after in the first wave. But they're going to get all of you, just like they got Dinesh D'Souza, just like they got the governor of Virginia, anybody who isn't a total traitor or stands in the way of that witch, Hillary Clinton. You know, the Secret Service, when I covered Hillary Clinton meeting secretly with Obama, we knew where they were at Bilderberg in 2008 when she stood down. The Secret Service drove by and pointed MP5s at me on video as I stood there doing nothing to try to intimidate me. You think that's a free country?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do patriots do who love freedom, love the real American system, when you're faced with a total criminal takeover where they're openly changing the laws, which you can have a law saying black people aren't humans again. It doesn't mean the law is lawful or constitutional. You can have a law saying you can, you know, line up all the people in Nazi Germany you want to and shoot them. Doesn't mean it's legal or lawful. I mean, what do you do at a certain point if America's all lost? Do you just leave the nation, as most wealthy people have already done in the last decade? People part of the system have been leaving or getting a redoubt in another country. A lot of them Eastern Europe. A lot of elites are moving to places like Transylvania, Romania. This is real, folks. Most of the big companies on Wall Street have 100-to-1 price-earnings ratios. They're total frauds, total bubble. And they've built the bubble and prepared the bubble to implode everything into it, saying, give us everything when the bubble goes down or it'll be even worse. And then they conquer us through economic fraud, not through military takeover. But then if you get uppity and don't like the takeover, well, then a paramilitary comes after you. But most people have jobs in the system. It's already that way, but it's really going to be like that soon. Well, hey, don't get in the way of the system. That's the only job we got. This is how they've enslaved us. This is how they've domesticated us. My dog is totally dependent on me to feed it. And that's fine because I love him and take care of him and feed him. But I'm not a dog and you're not a dog. But we've been acting like worse than dogs. I want to play this Bob Barr clip and then go to your calls and then get to some other news. But there is just so much happening right now where our money is being used by all these special interests to build a cage for this country. And it's very, very saddening. Let's go ahead and go to Bob Barr Thursday, 6 hours before the Dinesh D'Souza filmmaker indictments by Eric Holder, undoubtedly for interviewing his Obama's estranged brother, undoubtedly for exposing how the Democratic Party race baits, undoubtedly for making a nice, friendly, wholesome film to bring America together. The party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats, is not going to allow that. They killed Martin Luther King because he wouldn't shut up about how the Republicans were good and passed the Civil Rights Act. And they'll do whatever they have to now. They've moved from white racism to minority racism, and that's what they sell. And you're not going to have a minority like Dinesh D'Souza sell unity. And I talked to Bob Barr about how they might blow his airplane up if he gets back into Congress, which he's in the lead right now. He's the type of guy they'll be afraid, you know, if he wins this year and then he could run for president. I mean, they're scared, folks. If you think Rand Paul's a rock star or Ted Cruz, Bob Barr's even better spoken. He could be presidential. I told him on air and off air, you better watch out. You've got incredible courage. Thursday, and then came the indictments of D'Souza that night. Here it is.
Alex, I was with some folks just recently, and I pulled out of a file in my office the House resolution, House resolution that I introduced on November 5th of 1997. That was the very first official inquiry of impeachment filed against Bill Clinton. And that was mine, and at the time I think I had 18 co-sponsors was all in November of 1997. And what I did is I took that document, figuratively kind of dusted it off, added a little bit of language to it, and darned if it doesn't sound pretty good with Barack Obama's name in there.
Oh, man. So I think it's safe to say if you get back in Congress, the evidence is already there. You're going to start looking into the inquiry to begin getting the co-sponsors for indicting the president in the House, and I guess he'll be tried in the Senate?
I think it really has come to that. Now, it's not something I like to say when I left the House before after we impeached Clinton. My hope was that we would never have to go through that process again. But we do. Mr. President, you are not above the law. You cannot ignore the law. You cannot simply violate the law, violate the Constitution, because from a policy standpoint, you deem it appropriate to do so. We don't operate that way in America, and you are not going to be permitted any longer to do that.
Well, listen, we need to get you into Congress. The website, we'll put it up on screen for folks, barcongress.com.
Oh, that's good.
We need to get him in there. There's 40 minutes of that broken into three parts up on Infowars.com. It's red-linked. Obama launches chilling purge against political enemies. D'Souza and Governor McConnell charges part of accelerating crackdown on dissent. And by the way, we had him on Friday. He's going to be back on tomorrow. The head of Project Veritas, the folks that brought down Akron and the rest of them. It looks like the governor of New York is moving to indict them. They've been indicted before in Louisiana and beaten it, exposing the corruption there. And it looks like the governor, Cuomo, Mr. Gangster, said that last week no conservatives, gun owners, or pro-lifers are welcome in New York. I mean, that's like Nazi Germany. You know, no Jews are welcome in Germany or something. I mean, this is hardcore. And now they're going to go after them. I mean, get ready. They'll probably come after me. I'm telling you, we got to stand with all these people. They've pled not guilty. They're coming after everyone. O'Keefe called nasty little coward spud by former U.S. attorney. And that's really hardcore. So they're coming after everybody, folks. I mean, I cannot tell you what it's like to know that they can come with guns and badges. These are the people that shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, bragged about it in federal filings, then said they never heard of it. And then the filings CBS got proved it was meant to be blamed on gun owners in America to ban the Second Amendment. They got caught false flagging. That's a false flag attack, killing thousands in Mexico, conservatively dozens in the United States. God help us. And listen, the criminals in government are not going to stop. They're going to ruin everything. That's what I got to get through to all you guys. Corruption doesn't just sit in one spot. It either gets better or it gets worse. And I mean, it's going off the edge of a cliff here. It is a game of chicken that I've stayed in this country. It is a game of chicken that I continue to do this because I don't want them to win. And I'm committed and I'm staying here and I'm not backing down. And I'm not here to intimidate people either and do their work for them. But you got to admit what's going on here. Please, folks, all these glitterbug preachers and these big mega churches are government paid for, 501c3, tax exempt status. They're pushing government line. They're teaching clergy response team, Homeland Security sermons that the average people have no idea. I mean, this country is so far gone, folks. The government runs the big churches. It's trying to run everything. I mean, I cannot even explain to you how much trouble we're in. But I believe you're not cowards. I believe you'll learn about this and speak out against it yourself. They can't stop us all, but they're gearing up for open war with the American people. Let's jam in a call before we go to break. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great to speak with you. Thanks for your intelligence and your inspiration. You've allowed me to wake up a couple dozen people with the insight that you've been able to give us. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I just want to say this before I forget. We got to impeach Obama to protect ourselves. I mean, I think he may go for actual dictator and not leave. I wasn't saying that before. That's what I meant to say, and I apologize for interrupting. I just keep forgetting to say that. It looks like they think they can go for broke, and it looks like the Republicans may give him the power. We've got to begin the impeachment trial in the House. That could bring Obama down, all the corruption coming out. Sorry, go ahead.
No, agree completely. I think now is make or break for us and for Obama. So I have two quick questions for you, and then I'll let you respond to them. One is, you had a guest on the show a couple years ago by the name of Benjamin Fulford, who was talking about this concept of White Dragon Society, which is supposedly these white hats who are trying to fight the...
No, he works for Forbes. He does get David Rockefeller interviews. He's a real guy. And just because he's hanging out, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he's hanging out with the Chinese mafia. Just because our government's a mafia doesn't mean the Russian or the Chinese mafia is good. There's this human trait where just because our system's bad, it doesn't mean the other guys are good either. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is part of the concern. It's like, is it one evil taking over the other? I mean, what he puts out every Monday on his website sounds very compelling. But again, yeah, is it just some? Is it like the two black hats fighting one another as opposed to white hats?
Exactly. We need to get Fulford on. Guys, get Fulford back on. I don't think he's a bad guy. He does meet with the Japanese and Chinese mafia that run those countries. And I just, you know, I don't. They're just as bad. The thing is, the globalists are here running my life. That's why they're problem number one.
Agreed. So the last thing I'll ask you about is, like, Before It's News has put out something about a false flag at the Super Bowl, and just want to see what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that's a very disreputable site, in my opinion. It just constantly puts out, you know, just... I mean, I could say a meteor is going to kill us next week and get 10 million extra viewers and listeners, but then it would discredit me after that. So I'm not going to sit there and I don't want to be the truth tester here where people call me like I'm the food taster and I tell you whether it's good or not. Just figure out the track record for yourself. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's only one way to meet a bully, and that's head on. And the bullies have taken over the society. The foxes are guarding the hen house. No one can deny that. So good men and women of conscience out there at every level, whether you're talk show hosts or newspaper reporters, you got to set aside partisanship right now and get down to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I mean, I've been a critic of Nixon, a critic of stuff Bush did, but I mean, this is nothing. The entire republic is being erased. And you Democrats better know when they put in some Republican puppet, these foreign interests, Katie barred the door as well. And I'll be critical of that. But I don't even see that happening now. I mean, more and more I've said, man, maybe Obama continues to be worse than I thought he would be. And they're making every preparation like he's not leaving. And they're talking like that, too, at the Huffington Post and places. And the boldness of these scallywags is just, it's something to witness. And you look at China, a journalist activist who mildly criticized the government, was just sentenced to 4 years. We can put that up on screen for TV viewers. A prominent Chinese activist sentenced to 4 years in prison, CNN. Well, I mean, here they just trump up some campaign thing or claim he did something wrong while they openly engage in incredible crimes. That's all the elite have is a bunch of guys in uniforms to come take you away. And they're trying to phase that in. I mean, it's happening. And I look at how sad and weak the average man is out there, acting tough. Men now think it's cool to be like gangsterish and thuggish and into corruption. They're the opposite of knights. They're the opposite of honorable people. And I'm more and more studying history and archetypes realize it is the archetype of the knight that is going to save us. Because if people discover the fact that being honorable and standing against evil is what you're designed to do, it's so addicting. If you get somebody to do it a couple times, it's over. The journey towards the light side will be complete, not the dark side. Man, liberty creates a cornucopia. Tyranny creates a living hell. I didn't get to a lot of the news. I want to jam in as many calls as possible right now. But, I mean, look at these articles. Look at Fox News. Gunfights. Smith & Wesson and Ruger quit California will no longer sell their guns after regulations and stamping requirement. They're putting in regulations. Like they said, you can build a coal plant, but we'll bankrupt you with regulations. They're passing regulations all over the country at state level, bankrupting selling in that state. I mean, they're just doing it by fiat. Why not? The president's a dictator. And he's not romanticized like Lincoln, folks. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Then we'll go to Ray, Captain Bruce, Andrew, Tony, Vince, Kim, Max, and others. Go ahead, Chris in Kentucky.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
I tell you what. You talked about the fiat control. What's next? You go to the grocery store. You have cash? Well, you can't. We don't accept cash anymore. Do you have your RFID checks so we could scan, or do you have a thumbprint next? You know.
Oh, yeah. 6 months ago, they wouldn't take 50s. Now they won't take 20s. And they act like you're a criminal, these idiots, because they're being told to do it. They want to get rid of cash.
Absolutely, they do. And they want to get rid of cash. You can't have your own garden. And you're going to buy seeds? Well, you got to have a chip. You better fingerprint. So who has the seeds?
The country is a prison. The country is a prison.
Absolutely, it is. And it's just infuriating me that these people are just so dumbed down like a bunch of zombies out here. We've got to, folks, get real. I reached a handful of people. I've talked to people. I talked to a guy in the military that knows about you. He's got prisonplanet.com across his pickup. I had a conversation with him. Alex, the military's waking up.
I was about to say, the only people awake are the military. You know, I want to bash the cops because they've been taken over by the feds. They're more awake than the public. the cops are more awake compared to the public. The public is the problem. Look in the mirror, folks. You've let this happen. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I wanted to mention something, too. I saw a train go by today, and it had these 20-foot containers on a flat car said explosives, U.S. Army. I wonder what's in those and what's the plan.
Man, they got the military running around domestically like the chickens with their heads cut off. And that's why the military's waking up, Chris, because they know they're being trained to literally take on guys in John Deere hats and the training missions. They're training to go after Hank Williams Jr., anybody who's independent, and people that aren't going to bow to what's coming. And they know the good old boys aren't going to go out offensively. They're going to hunt us down. Just like the Green Beret infiltrator or the weatherman got the documents and got them convicted. They talked in those meetings how they're going to kill 25 to 50 million Americans when they take over.
That's the goal.
Well, I got news for heirs and all of them. You better, when all this goes down, buddy, you better get your butt out of this country. That's all I can say, punk.
Yeah, that's true. You better get these punks out of here. You bullies get out of here because you know what? There's an awakening.
We know who you are. Don't think you're going to get away with this. When we take this country back, we're coming for you. Wherever you're at, we're going to dig you out of your rat holes. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Chris. I don't care what happens to me. I want to beat these people on the end. That's what really is animating as a man, is to commit yourself doing the right thing, and you don't care about yourself. You care about victory over evil. And that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse either. We got pure evil running rampant all over the place. You people are in grave danger. Don't you see? It's all happening. It's all going to happen, you idiots. You think it's funny? All you men that laugh at this, I know who you are. You're cowards. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate all your hard work. Keep it up. Anyway, my question is, how many foreign troops do you think are in this country?
At least 200,000. They've mainlined them all, and it's in the Denver Post. They trained to fight militias. They got Russian, German, Dutch, French, British, Australian. It's unbelievable. It's like 1776 with the Hessians landing.
I got you. And that's probably going to be the enemy that we have to fight.
They're gonna have a civil war with the cops and military with us first. And, yeah, then they're going to send those guys in to call the police and military.
Right. And when they unleash those people, maybe then people will wake up.
No, the average man will go out if it's like a football game and they announce their foreign helpers and would actually give their wife to them if they wanted them. The average man out there would literally watch as foreign troops rape their wife and slit their kids' throats, and they would thank them for it. That's how cowardly they are, as long as they could watch the football game. But a lot of people aren't going to stand down, that's why we're listed as the enemy.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll have the Super Bowl in the FEMA camp, so people will have something to do.
Well, what do you, I mean, listen, 100-to-1 price earnings ratios in the big companies. I mean, what's going to happen with that bubble? What do you think of all these banks shutting down, getting money out all over the world?
It's just a sign of what's coming. They're conditioning us as we speak every day. And do you think there's any chance that they'll double cross Bill and Hillary and run Michelle Obama is our
next? Oh yeah, they could do anything. All these nasty puppets. It doesn't matter which one they put in. But I mean, here's the deal: the military said no to aiding Al Qaeda in Syria and Egypt, and that's why Obama had to back down. That's why he just purged 300 top officers the last 2 months. The entire nuclear command force, including the guys that launched the missiles, the officers. I mean, they've called from the top generals down. It's a coup, folks. I don't know what to do. I mean, I know more than the average folks at, you know, in the war college, because they practice conventional warfare. I've studied political takeovers. But, man, I mean, this is way above my pay grade. I mean, I'm on the air as one of the main people fighting this, a 40-year-old from Texas. The signs were all there historically. These people have just been in denial, brother. I mean, God, it's like I'm telling people a flood's coming down. The dam broke. A flood's coming towards the town. Get out of the town. It's not rocket science. That's what's so frustrating. History is repeating itself, and people better get hardcore right now and be peaceful and warn everybody and get the word out. God bless you. Captain Bruce, I'm going to have to do some overdrive to take all these calls. Captain Bruce, go ahead.
Alex, I'm calling you from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We're a huge military area here. I live on the edge of Eglin Air Force Base. I am on the radio just about three or four times a week on AM 1260 WFDW, Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Awesome.
Repeating most of what you say. I understand what you say. I believe the military understands what you say. My question to you is, after John Corzine and the Biden hug and the bank holiday in 2008, do you believe that even though the NSA controls our corrupt officials like Judge Roberts, will we be able to use current law to stop the corrupted lawmakers at this point?
If we have the moral authority, which we have, if we get the narrative out, the real narrative, people know we're in trouble. They don't know how bad it is. And, I mean, it's bad because, listen, they've committed, folks. They're going ahead with this. That's why I'm so freaked out. They're going ahead with a full takeover. I don't know exactly what that's going to entail, but it looks bad. I mean, every fiber in me has gone past even being concerned now. My gut is in complete, you know, just braced mode now. I mean, this is it, folks. We're going in. I mean, this is it. I'm telling you, I don't know what those I can't explain it. You know, everybody's family's been here a long time. Mine's been here since 1620. I really love America. There's nowhere else to go. And it's just painful. I also grieve to watch this country being shut down by a bunch of traitors that are going to bankrupt us, and the domesticated men are, and the churches are bought off. They're all going to roll over. And it is just unbelievable, brother. God bless you. I'm gonna go to overdrive for 10 minutes, but I got to go do a test in the new studio for the cameras and satellite test and some other stuff after that. So we're going to end it at 10 after next hour. Infowars.com for audio feeds if your station doesn't carry it. If not, Lord willing, I'm back tomorrow. But pray for us, folks, because they probably are getting ready to come after me. That's what I'm picking up. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We saw the enemy coming a long time ago. We were warned by Joel Skousen's uncle, Cleon Skousen, by Ron Paul, by people like the presidential candidate, Barry Goldwater, countless others. But now we're toe-to-toe with the main enemy. The top takeover, their biggest attack ever. And it's just if people knew we could beat it, if they knew what they were facing, if they knew this wasn't theatrics, if they knew how real it is, how evil it is. And the enemy knows people are starting to wake up. That's why they're coming down on us, because they're all going to go to prison. And it doesn't mean that the whole world's going to be perfect once we beat this wave of evil. That's the cycle. But if we win, they all go to prison. If we end, a real golden age of humanity can begin. But if we don't win, if we don't get that 100-year reprieve like Nineveh, it's all going to happen very, very quickly. This is a takeover. And I've tried to deny my lion eyes, my lion brain, everything I've looked at. It's like a child rolling the Dark Tower came, where he first starts out and calls him the hoary cripple, points. It's really him as an old man. Towards, there's the path of the Dark Tower. There's the truth. It's like, no, it's not that bad. You lie. You lie in every word. You look at me to see how the lie will affect me, but it wasn't a lie. I wish every day it was a lie. Oh, I'm sorry. Andrew in Illinois, then Tony, Vince, Kim, Max, and Julio. That's all I got time for. Go ahead, Andrew. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show. I just want to tell you that maybe I talk on there afterwards that I did work for Jerry Corsi. But what I want to talk about, the Purge, reminds me of the movie that came out, a cameo face of the movie poster. It'd be great to add 200 generals fired and the banks being changed around with the... Also, what's going on currently, you know, to do that with the backdrop of the movie poster, that'd be kind of neat.
And what's your main point or question? I mean, that's interesting what you said.
Well, it's just that we've got to be vigilant with what's going on in our bank accounts, pay attention to our statements. I agree.
And when they blow something up like the Boston bombing, you as citizens have to go to it with your cameras hidden and get the footage to expose their next operation.
I have my camera ready, Alex.
Good job, brother. Anything else?
Well, that's it. Keep going. You have a great show.
God bless you, brother. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois and then Tony and others. Go ahead, Julio.
God bless, Alex. You know, you're talking about terrorism and how the system is targeting individual groups. Well, here in Chicago, Alex, covering the NATO summit, I covered it in 2012. This week began the trial of the NATO 3, basically patsies, Alex Jones. These undercover police officers in Chicago for months were looking at going to concerts, taking people's license plates. They put GPS tracker on these three individuals' cars, Jared Chase, Brett Betterly, and Brian Church. What these people were doing, Alex, are saying, oh, they're going to use Molotov cocktails.
No, no, they do that. They did that in Minnesota at a staged event at the RNC a few years ago, and it turned out it was a total setup.
It is a setup. The undercover officers, Alex, were giving a 20-year-old beer. They were high on marijuana, Alex. And these undercover officers paid for the gasoline. They encouraged these individuals.
No, they're leading the attacks. They're not just finding them and frustrating them. They're organizing them, and it is very evil.
Absolutely, it's very evil. And if the jury finds these three men guilty of terrorism, this is the first ever terrorism case in Illinois, I have lost all faith in the system. I've been at these hearings.
Hey, look at Hatari. Look at the Hatari militia. They never said kill anybody or blow anything up. The Fed kept saying, well, what if the UN takes over? What if they're murdering everybody? Well, we'll have to fight. Of course we'll have to fight. Doesn't mean you're going to go out and kill people. And so right there, the federal judge, everybody said this trial is over. Because they were innocent. So that's the good news, is there's still some justice. Great points. You should shoot a video report on that. Julio, we might air it. He's a great reporter out there, freelance reporter. Tony in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
All right, brother.
You've had economists on that warned the people to only keep enough Federal Reserve notes around to handle their immediate needs. Maybe this warning is just a way to help the people who aren't awake to tell them that they should get their money out of the bank, invest it in silver, keep only what they need to cover their immediate bills.
And notice as the bank runs start and all this, gold's starting to go back up again. The inflation's starting to come out. Go ahead.
So if you do technical analysis, you know, there's an uptrend and downtrend lines. The last week and a half, silver's been bouncing off the uptrend line. If it breaks that, then we could go down to like $14 an ounce. The three-year downtrend line, well, we're meeting that, too. So in the next week, you're probably going to see some price action happen on silver. Real reason for my call, I bought a PRM 9000 radiation meter from Maser. know, the same one John B. Wells advertises.
Yeah.
And it's been running here in my living room in South Carolina for 433 days. My minimum reading was 16 counts per minute. The maximum was 76 counts per minute. The average was 42. The maximum was on December 29th at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what happened there, but that was 76 counts per minute.
Yeah, sounds like radon, brother.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So
very interesting.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Thank you very much. Great points. Vince in Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I got a little information. Probably doesn't mean anything, but on the Illuminati New World Order card game, the combined disasters card shows a clock tower falling down, and it also shows five people wearing the Olympic colors of red, blue, green, yellow, and black. And that clock tower is a dead match for the Sochi train station clock tower.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go over to, what's his name, Steve Jackson Games. He's right like 2 miles away from here. And I've called him 100 times, just like I've called Stratford 100 times, trying to go over to interviews with him because they're based in Austin. They never call back. Our reporters went out there once and they turned him away. But I'm going to go over to Jackson's, Steve Jackson Games, right? What's his first name? Yeah, and he put that stuff out like 20 years ago.
In
95. And I wonder, 19 years ago, how it all keeps coming true. I mean, it is crazy. Maybe they have a time machine over there or something. I mean, that guy.
I don't know.
And of course, those games are discontinued, too. Very bizarre. Scan a copy of that. Send it to showtipsinfowars.com. Thank you very much, Vince. Kim in New York. Kim, you're on the air. Thanks. And then Max and Francis, and that's it.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, another Illuminati question. Are you aware that in the appendix to Fritz Springmeier's book on how the Illuminati create mind control slaves, that he lists Willie Nelson among other entertainers that are actually involved in what he calls, you know, handling of slaves or programming? And I just wondered in general if you could comment on how many, like, entertainers you think are slaves.
I thought that was Boxcar Willie that one lady claimed. Boxcar Willie, not Willie Nelson.
Okay, well, his book, which is online, does list Willie Nelson, I believe.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Fritz, and we sell his book, but I don't, you know, that's what all the people he's talked to are claiming is going on. I've known Willie Nelson for about, I don't know, 6-7 years. He's just a really nice, sweet guy. I know a lot of folks that know him. So, you know, I just take all that with a grain of salt. I myself have snuck into Bohemian Grove. We've covered Skull and Bones. I've gotten that call about Willie Nelson before. When I go look it up, it's Boxcar Willie. Who was the lady who wrote Transformation of America?
Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah, she says Boxcar Willie, not Willie Nelson. And everybody keeps calling me like about that, and it's Boxcar Willie.
No, he has Willie Nelson with an Austin P.O. Box mailing address listed. I could send one of your people this link, but...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, ma'am. Just because people say it on the internet or it's in the appendix of a book doesn't mean it's true. I mean, my thing is, it's just like people claim I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, people claim that I'm a space alien. People claim I work for the government when I know I don't. So much of it is people in the, quote, conspiracy community, they spend all their time speculating and saying this and that and not dealing with the giant stuff that's coming down on us. And I know Willie Nelson. He has a good heart. And I have a good feeling about him. And I don't believe that. That's what I have to say on that subject. Let's go ahead and talk to Max in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Max. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I know you're a busy guy, but I just want to follow up with you and do my due diligence to see if you had time to review that military truck stuff I sent you from the EAA air show.
You know, I didn't see that. The guys must have missed it, but thank you for sending it. Send it again. We get thousands of emails a day. Let's be conservative, 10,000 a day, and it just gets lost in the mix, but just keep sending it. Every time we have a film contest, there ends up being films that didn't get into it because we missed it or the email spam. We had a TSA naked body scanner contest like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, and I was like, there's only 100 entries? There's usually 500. And it turns out like 60, 70% or more weren't making it through because the word naked, you know, in the search function. I see the IT guy smiling out there. I was like, this is wrong. Check it. So, you know, just keep sending it, brother.
Okay, and then one more quick thing. I was wondering, what's the likelihood of you doing like an After Dark kind of no holds bar, uncensored version of the Alex Jones show? So I'd really like to hear you kind of just let loose and be.
Well, this is an uncensored. Well, I want to be clear, and I appreciate your call, brother. This is uncensored. I mean, my crew's here. I run the show. And half the time I'm not really running things. So I tell people what I can prove. I have a lot of concerns and ideas and theories about what's going on that I can't prove. But so many times I can search my theory and find them saying it. That's what's incredible about the NSA run Google and Bing and the rest of it is they're using it to see what we're thinking. They're all talking too. So I'll have some thought about them. I'll search it and there they are saying it. It's wild. It's wild. So I'm just a regular guy. Any of you can do what I'm doing here. If people tend to focus in on the big major events that are happening and try to do something about it, Obama's in trouble. Politically, he and his controllers, a very virulent version of the New World Order, are trying to have a cultural takeover because they're not just globalists. They really do hate the family. They really are racist. They really are double dealers. And so they're really upset about what's happening right now, and they know they're beginning to lose the culture war. So get ready for another counteroffensive with the Empire striking back. Let's go to Francis in New York. Francis, you're the last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Alex? How you doing?
I'm all right. Just call me psycho. If you call me Francis, I'll kill you.
No, you're not psycho. You're very informative. No.
That's from Stripes.
You're my mentor, believe it comes to information. But I just want to tell you something. I am scared what's going on.
I
think I'm about leaving the country, to be honest with you. I really am. I'm terrified for my kids, for my wife, for my family members. I really am. I'm terrified what's going on. I've been at work for about 10 years already, and it's everything you say, I research it, and it's to a T. You're the best. You're the best that's out there. Believe me, you are.
Well, brother, thank you. But again, I don't want to be the best. I just want to stop this. These people have a score to settle with us. The globalists have wanted to bring down liberty for hundreds of years, thousands of years, and they want to dominate us and conquer us, and they're cold-blooded, and they've decided to do whatever it takes to do it. But waking up to their illegitimacy is the end of them. Congress has a 6% approval rating. Obama's plunging. So the good news is we're tearing them up. So it is terrifying what's happening, as Ted Cruz said, but at the same time, we've got to get super motivated to call talk radio, to call Congress, to start our own YouTube channels, to write books, to make your own films. And we will just individually, with everything we do, if we each talk to 10 people a week, not all of you will talk to 16, 15 million a week like I do, we will overturn the enemy. They need our agreement. They need us to let them in like the vampire asked permission. We have to rebuke them, call them out. We got to get ourselves right with God as well. None of us are perfect. We got to get our heart right, and we'll turn this around. But no, I mean, this is it. And I've come to the realization they're not going incremental anymore because we're beating them. They're going to go whole hog very soon with you name it. So you're as smart as I am or smarter, folks. What do we do to defeat these people? Any ideas?
You still there?
Yes, I am. Any ideas?
Jesus. I mean, just give information to everyone. Just give them information. Just let them know what's going on. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. That's basically it. If people are not going to take your advice, then that's up to them. What you can't force people to believe you what you're saying.
God bless you, brother. You know, in closing, I want to say this. You look at Rand Paul in a photo with Mitch McConnell we had up on the side a moment ago, and I don't even think Mitch McConnell is an evil guy at the end of the day. We know Rand Paul is a good guy, but they're up in this evil system trying to survive just doing a few good things. That won't do it anymore. You got to be like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Bob Barr. I mean, Bob Barr has such courage with the political purge going on. That's why I was really thanking him Thursday, because it really hit me. I know how the system works. I know he says he's going to impeach Obama when he gets in. He's in the lead saying that. They may pull the stops out to try to block him because they know he already got Clinton almost impeached before. This is real. This is a real battle. Bob Barr could sell out to the New World Order. You can't sell out with death and destruction and poverty. There's nothing to sell out to. You're selling out to crazy people. That's the whole point. It's madness. It's like when Gandalf, fictionally, in The Lord of the Rings, is talking to Sauron, or Saruman, the top wizard, and he goes, we must join with Sauron. He goes, when did Saruman give up wisdom for madness? You can't join with the One Ring. You can't join with Satan. You can't join with the All-Seeing Eye. You can't share power with it. But people are cowards. The average person's a coward now. They've had it given to them. They have no chivalry, no honor. And so they're scared. They go, well, I'll just act like a thug, and then people will think I'm tough and leave me alone. Well, you're going to be trodden underfoot. I want to say that. You think you cowards think you're going to escape judgment in this life or the next. You think you're going to sit there and stand down while this takeover happens and that you won't be held accountable? You have no idea, no idea the gate you've opened. The danger is the groveling. The danger is giving in. We've had so much wealth and power because Americans weren't perfect, but on average, the average individual would kill you before they'd be your slave. Now we act like sheep were ruled by wolves. Take us out, gentlemen. Great job to the crew. That's 16 and a half or 17 minutes of overdrive. Lord willing, pray for us. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Simulcasting video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your support of all the products, which haven't even plugged during the main show, is essential. We want to thank all of our fellow liberty lovers out there who are knights on the front line against the hordes of Satan, literally. We salute you forever. We are not with the timid, cowardly souls or the evil souls. We're with the souls that love freedom, and we will never be defeated.